This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ruling CPN UML seeks clarification from party's 32 parliamentarians. Health Ministry records more than 1,700 new corona infection cases and 11 deaths. Health Minister Hridayesh Tripathi urges all to mandatorily follow health directives issued by government to contain coronavirus infection. Health Ministry projects Nepal could rise in COVID-19 cases till upcoming straight 9 weeks. And Chad's President Idris Deby dies in clashes with rebels. Now the news in detail. The CPN UML has sought clarification from 32 members of parliament. Yesterday's meeting of CPN UML Central General Convention Organizing Committee sought clarifications from 27 federal parliamentarians and 5 from the Karnali province on the disciplinary charges. Party Office Secretary Ishwari Rizal shared that letters demanding clarification by the CPN UML Chairman and Parliamentary Party Leader KP Sharma Oli had been sent to them yesterday. He added that they were required to furnish their clarification within 2 days. Senior leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Chalanath Kanal and leaders including Bhim Rawal, Surendra Pandey, Khanashyam Bhutsal and Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai have been asked for clarifications. Minister for Health and Population Hridayesh Tripathi has urged all to mandatorily follow the health directives and protocols issued by the government to contain the coronavirus infection. Speaking at a virtual press conference held yesterday, Minister Tripathi also urged people to help the government control the increasing infection cases by complying with the health directives. However, the minister warned that lockdown could be imposed again if people failed to adopt health directives and protocols. Similarly, Secretary at the Health Ministry, Laxman Arial, said the country's resources might collapse if the recent growing infection rate could not be brought under control. He says the ministry has projected that Nepal could see more than 11,000 new COVID-19 cases per day by the 21st of June if failed to control the infection rate. Secretary Arial added that Nepal could see rise in COVID-19 infection cases till upcoming straight 9 weeks. Nepal government has begun to administer the second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Chief of Child Health and Vaccination Section at the Department of Health Services, Dr. Chalak Sharma Gautam, said the second dose of vaccination drive was targeted at those who received the first dose during a period between the 27th of January to 22nd of February. The receivers of first dose of Covishield can visit the vaccination centres till the 24th of April to take the second dose. The Ministry of Health and Population has set up vaccination centres at different hospitals in the Kathmandu Valley. Some 1.8 million people had received the first dose. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,736 new coronavirus infection cases. Among them, 550 cases were reported from Kathmandu district alone. As per the ministry's data, 193 people under the age of 19 were infected with the virus infection in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 251 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry had also reported 11 corona-related deaths yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,102. The idols of Ram and Sita have been taken from Kathmandu amidst a chariot procession for installing at Ayodhya Puri in Mardi of Chitwan. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli show off the procession. The procession went to the Pashupatinath temple premises from the Prime Minister's residence and headed towards Ayodhya Puri along with the chanting of Vedic hymns. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has also observed the Setu Machindranath Chariot and also received prasad on the occasion. Every year, the chariot of Setu Machindranath, the god of rain and harvest, is taken to Asan from Tararmarg West Tindhara Pachala premises on the Shukla Ashtami, 8th day in the lunar calendar of Chaitra. The tradition is that the head of the state observes the chariot procession and receives prasad on the night it is taken to Asan. President Bhandari was welcomed by former minister and lawmaker Bhimsen Das Pradhan and Kathmandu Metropolitan City Deputy Mayor Hari Prabha Khadgi, among all the local leaders and priests of the procession. The Setu Machindranath chariot procession is a popular traditional festival of Kathmandu Valley, specially celebrated by Newari communities with fanfare. Ram Navami festival is being celebrated across the country by Hindu devotees today to mark the birth anniversary of Lord Ram. Ram Navami falls on the Shukla Paksha of the Chaitra month of lunar calendar. Considered to be one of the main Hindu festivals, Ram Navami also signifies the birth of truth, purity and happiness. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Shrestha, has lauded the government of South Korea's contribution to Nepal's education sector. Speaking at a cordial meeting with the ambassador of South Korea to Nepal, Park Chung-suk, Minister Shrestha said their projects were being implemented with the support from South Korea aid agency KOICA. On the occasion, Ambassador Park said the South Korean government was ready to extend additional support to Nepal's educational sector. He also vowed that South Korea would continue its support to help development Nepal's economy. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरे दिने रे
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द स्पोर्ट्स अपडेट Netherlands defeated host Nepal by 3 wickets in the fourth match of the T20 international series in the match held at the Tribhuwan University International Cricket Ground at Kirtipur yesterday. Nepal put a target of 107 runs, losing 6 wickets. Netherlands managed to meet the target in 19.3 overs, losing 7 wickets. Netherlands player was declared, Bas Thielie rather, was declared the man of the match, who scored 81 runs off 42 balls and also took a wicket. Nepal's leg spinner Sandeep Lamichani took 4 wickets, giving 48 runs. Nepal had defeated Netherlands by 9 wickets in the first match of the series. Nepal and Netherlands both have put 4 points in the table, but Nepal is leading the table based on the better run rate. Now, on to the international updates now. India has reported 2020 COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, which is the highest daily toll since the pandemic erupted more than a year ago. The country has also recorded more than 294,000 new infection cases in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, residents in Delhi, which is under a 6-day lockdown, are fighting for hospital beds, oxygen, medicines and even a place in its crematoriums and graveyards. Chad's president Idris Deby has died in clashes with rebels in north of the country at the weekend. The country's army said he died of injuries suffered on the front line where he had gone to visit soldiers battling rebels. The army added that following the death of the president, the government and parliament have been dissolved and the military council will govern for the next 18 months. On Monday, provisional results from the election on the 11th April projected he would win a sixth term in office with 80% of the vote. Meantime, deceased leader's son, General Mahmud Kaka, has been named as the interim head of the state. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Far West Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling CPN-UML seeks clarifications from party's 32 parliamentarians. Health Ministry records more than 1,700 new corona infection cases and 11 deaths. Health Minister Rides Tripathi urges all to mandatorily follow health directives issued by the government to contain coronavirus infection. Health Ministry projects Nepal could see rise in COVID-19 cases still upcoming straight 9 weeks. And Chad's President Idris Deby dies in clashes with rebels. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.